welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Sunday in Buffalo, the Texans took care of the Bills by 3 touchdowns, and Ryan Motes, by the way, accounted for 3 of those touchdowns as the backup running back came in relief of Steve Slayton and rushed for 126 yards on 23 carries. Afterwards, Motes answered questions from the media, starting first with what happened to Slayton.
I just, you know, try to encourage him and tell him that, you know, believe in his talent. He is a good back, and he's going to be a great back. And you know, I told him this is the time when your heart shows, and this is the time when you give it all you got and come back in and do some great things.
Motes also commented on stepping in Slayton's shoes and finishing out the game in such a strong manner.
Well, I just tried to step in and try to do the best I could and try to help our team win the game. And I told him, you know, that don't get down, just keep fighting. You know, you can't deny his talent. He is a talented back. So I told him just remember that.
And Motes, who scored 3 times in the fourth quarter, talked about those scores.
It's been a long road, you know, and every time I play on the field, I try to give it my heart and give it everything I got. And, you know, that's what I'm all about. Whenever I touch the field, I run hard as I can every time.
Tight end Owen Daniels caught a 22-yard reception in the first quarter on the opening series of the game. And then on the second series, he injured his knee and had to leave the game. Afterwards, he talked about how that injury occurred.
I was just running a route. I think I just planted and my foot got caught, or maybe got grabbed at the same time that I was making my cut. But that's pretty much it.
On what was obviously a tough afternoon for Daniels, he talked about whether or not he's worried about his 2009 season being over.
I'm concerned. I've hurt my knee before, so we'll wait to, you know, see what the doctors have to say tomorrow.
Quarterback Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson were at the podium together, and the All-Pro wide receiver answered questions about being 5-3 for the first time as a Texan.
It's a great feeling. You know, I was telling some of the guys on the sidelines, you know, the same thing. You know, I've never been 5-3 at this point throughout my career. I even told Matt when I was in the huddle at the end of the game. So it's a great feeling, man. You know, every game is going to get bigger and bigger every week. And we have the Colts next week on the road. And it's going to be the biggest game of our life.
Andre Johnson also talked about the team turning that proverbial corner.
I think we're, you know, like you said, I think we're just growing up. We're learning how to win football games, you know, in tough situations. And every week the game is going to get bigger and bigger, and we'll learn more about our team every week as we go along.
Matt Schaub struggled in the first quarter, but head coach Gary Kubiak told him to close out the game and win it. And Schaub talked about just how he went about doing so.
No, definitely not. You know, he was telling me stuff that I already knew, you know. And when myself personally, I go out there and, you know, I wasn't playing that well in the first half. The only way we're going to get back in the game is if, you know, we start making some plays and not turn the football over. And luckily I have a guy right here on my left that, you know, we can go to and we can make some big plays.
Schaub was also very complimentary of how running back Ryan Motes came in and picked up the slack, scoring those 3 touchdowns.
You know, I think Ryan went out and did stuff that, you know, we're used to seeing in practice. You know, he's a hard worker. He understands what we're trying to get done in the run games. And when he gets his opportunities in the practice, he always does the right thing. And he's an intelligent guy. But he went out there today, and the offensive line, tight ends, Vontae leading through, Rob wide receivers blocking, did a great job giving him holes. And he was able to make the right read, you know, be patient with the run game. And he just was always falling forward. I think that was the big thing is, you know, he was breaking tackles and falling forward and getting extra yards.
Captain D'Amico Ryans had another solid game and gave his general thoughts on the effort that his defense put forth on Sunday against the Bills when they clamped down on Buffalo, not allowing any points after the intermission.
It's one of our best games. It's one of our best games. We finally played a complete game today, and that's what I like about the defense, how we stepped up. You know, our offense was struggling there with the turnovers, but as a defense, we just kept battling and knew that we had to win this game for our offense, and then we held on long enough for them to get going, and they started putting points on the board, and it was over from there.
The Texans' defense has a mean attitude these days, and D'Amico Ryans talked about that attitude.
Oh, yeah. I know we can win. We have the right guys in place. And it's just a matter of going out each weekend, you know, being consistent and playing, you know, playing mistake-free, especially on the road. But it just shows how our team has come a long way. And we go to bat for each other. We fight for each other. And we fight for four quarters. And that's the difference now. We don't, you know, we don't have guys out there laying down. Guys are still fighting and scratching for wins.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast. I want you to stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Football time in Houston.